So, two of the most widely known verses in the Bible were written by the Apostle John, right? And they both speak of love, right? Both of these are ones that we know well. The first one, pretty much, I would say, almost anyone with any kind of Christian affiliation would probably be able to quote at least the first part of it from memory, right? We see it a lot of times on the signs that are put out in front of churches, particularly, as I said, the first part. And that's John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The second one is not probably quoted quite as well or quite as broadly, but it's still very well known. Right? We have a hymn in our hymnal about it even, and that's John 13:34 and 35. And this is Christ again saying, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." So as I said, we very well know those verses, and rightfully does love take such a center stage in our understanding of God, right? Because God's own word, of course, says that God is love. We see that in numerous passages, you know, 1 John 4:18, 1 John 4:16. I won't quote those because we know them well. But we see many other verses which, you know, equate God with love, God's way with love, what we are to do with one another with love. But today I want to talk about something a little bit different that I think is just as important as love. And just to remind us, again, this isn't anything new per se, but just remind us, you know, of another aspect of God that is very important. And I'll begin kind of with a question. So as we read in John 13:34 and 35, it says all men know God's disciples by the love they have for one another. But how does Christ know his disciples, right? What does God's word say that Christ will know if you are one of his disciples? Not if other men will know, but Christ himself. And this we can read in John 8:31 and 32. And this says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.'" Right? So here, Christ is saying that he will know his disciples if they abide, if they continue, if they persist in his word. Right? He'll know that they're his disciples. And as a result of that, by abiding in his word, his disciples will know the truth. Right? So when we look at it, Christ will, you know, what Christ is looking for in somebody is, do they remain in his word and do they know the truth, right? Can they tell the truth of God from God's word? And we see this many other places in John's gospel, right? Where Christ links truth to him and his way. I'll read a few of these. The first one being John 14:6. And this is again Christ saying, John 14:6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And then another one in John 16:13, it says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come," he being the Holy Spirit, "he will guide you in all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things to come." And then just the last one, and there's several other places that I could quote as well, but John 18:37, and this is towards the end of his life when he's speaking to Pilate. It says, "Pilate therefore said to him, 'Are you a king then?' Jesus answered, 'You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I shall bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.'" Right? And so we see, you know, these three examples, and I said, you know, as I said, you can probably think of many other examples where Christ himself is linking, you know, himself to truth, his ways, his words, the words that he received from the Father. And so when we look at these words that Christ uses, it's plain that if God is love and that the only way that you know God is through the truth, that truth and love are very much linked together, right? Truth is the way that we understand what love is, what God's way of love is, right? Not what man's perception of what love might be, but what God expects us if we are showing love, right? And if we are to become like God, and if we are to become like Christ, then we must strive to learn the truth. We must strive to understand the words of truth in this Bible and that he has given us, right? And it's, you know, just a one interesting point, because if we think about, as I said, I've quoted mainly from the book of John, what do people talk about John, right? They call him the apostle of love, right? Because rightly, he spoke quite a bit about love. And just, you know, if we look at all the books and the gospel that he wrote, he uses the word love 68 times, right? So it's a pretty easy count to do. But also, he speaks a lot about truth. So if you use just kind of the same basic counting of the word truth, he actually uses it 46 times, right? So if you think about how much John talked about love, which he did, he speaks about truth almost the same amount, right? And in fact, he speaks about truth in every one of his books except for 1 John. And so truth, you know, just like love, was at very much the core of what John talked about. And as I said, if you think about it, if the only way that we know God's love, the only way that we know about God is by understanding the truth, it would be impossible for him to speak about love without speaking about truth just as much. And so, you know, obviously word counts aren't everything, but I think it's just an interesting point where, you know, kind of society or Christianity at large focuses very much on the love aspect that John wrote about. But, you know, they don't think so much, or they don't focus so much on the fact that he points to truth about being the way that you understand love. Right, and so now that we've looked at kind of the Gospel of John, I want to look at some of the other things that Christ says about the foundation of truth as it applies to him. And we'll look at it from the letters of John, right? So these are things that John had learned from either the Holy Spirit or from Christ himself. But again, John, as I said, very much ties love and truth together. So the first one that I want to look at is 1 John 3, and I'll read 18 through 22, where it says, and this is 1 John 3, 18 through 22, it says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in truth, but in deed," or sorry, let me start that again. 1 John 3, 18, it says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue," right? So it's saying, don't just love in the things that we talk about, or don't just express that we think that we're showing love. But it goes on to say, "but in deed and in truth." So again, very much tying truth to love. And then in verse 19, it says, "and by this we know that we are in the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Right? So God, you know, John again says that love, godly love, must be framed in truth. Right, we must understand what love really is, and he ties love very much to the commandments. Right, and we would say that the commandments are one of the core things that we know of the truth of God. Right, and so he frames the foundation of love as being truth, as being God's word, as being his commandments, and he repeats this at the beginning of each one of his letters, actually. So we'll read a couple others. So this is 2 John verse 1 and 3 John verse 1. So this is 2 John 1:1. It says, "To the elder, to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth." Right? Again, very much tying truth and love together. "And not only I, but also all of those who have known the truth." Right? So that's 2 John 1:1. And then again in 3 John, the very first verse, it says, "The elder, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth." Right? So again, you know, John repeats this many times throughout his writings of how closely truth and love are tied, right? That we can't understand what godly love really is without understanding the truth. And then he points to the truth being the words that God has given us in his Bible. And I will go back to 2 John 1:1 2 John 1 and start in verse 2. Because he goes on in this book and he explains and expounds on how much truth and love are tied together. So this is 2 John 1 verse 2. It says, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever, grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Right? Again, tying what we learn, what he learned from Christ, tying love and truth together. Right? And then in verse 4 it says, I rejoice greatly that I found some of your children walking in truth, as we receive commandment from the Father. So again, tying truth, how we understand truth is by understanding the commandments that God has given us. And it goes on in verse 5 and says, now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which you have from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment that you have heard from the beginning you shall walk in. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver, right? The opposite of truth and the Antichrist. And we could go on and read, because 2 John, particularly the first chapter, is very much focused on this tie between love and truth. You know, so just, you know, this is nothing new, right? We've been taught this very much. It's not necessarily the deepest subject or the deepest look at this subject, but I think it's one of those things that's worth reminding ourselves time and time again of how important it is that we look at, that we understand, that we explore God's word, right? That it's the foundation of truth, and it's based off of this truth that we can then start to understand what godly love is, how we show love to one another. Right, and you could argue, right, that abiding in his word, following his ways, his commandments, is one of those things that's the foundation of truth. And it's the only reason why we are here today, right? If we were not following in his truth, we wouldn't be here. We would probably be coming tomorrow to church or something like that, right? And that's why it's so important that we understand the truth that God has given us based off his commandments. And so this afternoon, I just want to, you know, leave you with a simple reminder of how important it is. And that importance was stressed by both John and Christ himself, that we must understand the truth. We must explore the truth. We must explore his word, and how it's through this foundation of truth that we can begin to understand God in his great love and understand how we are to become like him, loving children of his.